Topic 176, Triangles of Light. 1. The triangles of light and of goodwill are essentially invocative. They constitute the ABC of the coming science of invocation. Their strength is dependent upon the depth of feeling in the one case and the strength of the will in the other with which they are created. I have here given those disciples who are launching this new project, which is so close to my heart, a new and useful hint. This work must go on. It is because the entire concept is so new and different to anything hitherto projected that it seems so impossible of achievement. The Triangles Project has its incentive in such highly esoteric sources that some disciples regard the work as exceedingly difficult, and thus complicate by their thinking its essential simplicity. Others regard it as the simplest thing in the world, and by an emphasis upon the exoteric and the organizational angle, they again hinder the true type of triangle being created. Disciples need to be aware of the true proposed plan and find ways to make clear the middle position between the difficulties brought forward and the simplicities which distort. Perhaps I may help to clarify somewhat the minds responsible for the initial steps in this deeply esoteric enterprise. It is different to the intellectual and practical work which the men and women of goodwill are asked to do and will do. It is not what some earnest people regard as goodwill work or a phase of the goodwill work. The forming of triangles of light and of goodwill concerns the reservoir of energy upon the inner and etheric side of life, which will automatically and with full circulatory effect enable the exoteric work of the men and women of goodwill to make progress. It is not goodwill per se, but the creation of triangles of energy within the etheric body of the planet, which are deliberately qualified by goodwill. The two phases of the work are necessarily complementary to each other, but must not be regarded as one. The triangles of light must be qualified by or become the agents of goodwill, and the two groups are closely related. The men and women of goodwill need know nothing of these triangles unless it is deemed wise, and they are individually advanced enough to react correctly. But their work along the lines of goodwill will be successful or non-successful, I speak from the long-range view, according to the intensity of purpose and the depth of love demonstrated by the two groups of triangle members. It will be apparent to you, therefore, that this creative work, with its intelligent and practical purposes, and its ability, when rightly functioning, to unite the exoteric and the esoteric workers in one spiritual undertaking, originates in reality in Shambhala itself, and was grasped as to intent and purpose by masters upon the first and second rays, though primarily the second ray disciple and master understood it the most easily. Later, when steady and systematic work has been done and the idea is familiar to the public, this activity will form an important part of the New World religion and be better understood. It will have its own inner group who will work entirely subjectively, building the triangles of light and of goodwill, and then will work objectively, directing the activities of those who are building the organizational aspect of triangles of practical goodwill on earth with an effective subsidiary activity. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 274 through 275. 2. The function of these triangles is in reality to facilitate the work of distributing the pure incoming love energy, expressing itself as light and as goodwill, into the hierarchy and humanity. This deeply esoteric purpose of the triangles will not be understood by the general public, but some of you who read this will appreciate the opportunity to serve in this manner consciously. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 402. 3. Move rapidly and as a united group with the triangle work. It is basic in its usefulness and must be widely spread. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 331.